Signs of Change. After a long journey to Damascus, Uthman returned to Mecca to find it amid turmoil. All the people were speaking of Muhammad ibn Abdullah. The man had presented himself to them as the Prophet of Islam and brought them new ideas and precepts that they had never heard of. Uthman knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam very well and was well aware of his very good personality and excellent morals. So, he did not oppose the new religion like other chiefs of the Quraysh tribe did. On many occasions during his travels, Uthman heard the Jewish and Christian scholars talk about the coming of a new prophet in the land of Arabia. Uthman was always thinking about the prophet who would change the life of the Arabs and take them out of the gloomy life that they were leading into a life of knowledge and guidance. After some thought, Uthman made his way straight to his friend Abu Bakr's house to find out more about the new religion. Abu Bakr, radiyallahu anhu, was very close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had already accepted Islam. Abu Bakr, radiyallahu anhu, told Uthman that Islam called people to worship Allah alone and to give up the worship of false idols. He asked Uthman with a firm tone, "What are these idols that your people worship? Are they not just stones that can neither hear nor see and can neither bring good nor harm to anyone?" Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu urged Uthman to accept Islam, the true religion of Allah, and to give up the false worship of idols. Uthman knew in his heart that Islam was the true religion of Allah, and so he accepted the invitation and immediately embraced Islam. He was one of the few early Muslims. Uthman was a young man full of spirit. He went to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and declared his submission to the new religion. Suffering for his belief. The Muslims were facing huge hardships at the hands of the pagans. Like any person embracing Islam, Uthman radiyallahu anhu was also exposed to oppression. His uncle, Al-Hakim ibn Abi al-As, was very angry that Uthman radiyallahu anhu had abandoned the religion of his forefathers.
Hey, Uthman! I heard there's been some changes in your life. Come on in, let's discuss it.
I got you now! You dare leave the religion of your forefathers? Where are your family? Don't move! Give me that rope! You stay here until you turn back to your senses and come back to the religion of your family!
He tied him up and told him that he would not let him free until he would go back to his old religion. Uthman radiyallahu anhu suffered for several days, but he stayed steadfast to his beliefs. He told his uncle very clearly that he would never abandon Islam. Eventually, when his uncle realized that Uthman radiyallahu anhu would never submit to his will, he set him free. Since the day Uthman radiyallahu anhu accepted Islam, he always kept close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, supporting the new religion and defending the new light of guidance. He did everything he could to defend Islam and never gave in to the Quraysh's torture and oppression. The Muslims were subjected to all types of torture. Some of them were even killed for embracing Islam. Uthman, radiyallahu anhu, was one of the first people to migrate to Abyssinia, followed by the other Muslims who were being harassed by the Quraysh to abandon Islam. Migration to Abyssinia. Uthman, radiyallahu anhu, was married to the Prophet's daughter named Ruqayya, radiyallahu anha. Uthman, radiyallahu anhu, took his wife and left to Abyssinia to escape the oppression of the Quraysh. Upon arrival there, Uthman, radiyallahu anhu, and the other Muslims tried to live in peace and worship Allah as they wished. The Quraysh chiefs were angry to see the Muslims leave Mecca and escape their control and tyranny.
Those slimy Muslims, they keep doing it to us.
Same thing. Now you know what? They left. They left. We can't even do anything.
They left
here.
To go where?
They left to Abyssinia. They're interfering with our international relations.
Whoa. They went to Abyssinia? You didn't hear? What kind of Quraysh chief are you?
Sin.
Ibn Al-Az is friends with the Najashi out there.
Many of us are friends with Abyssinia. We do business there.
Do you understand? Open your mind. We send them a couple of gifts. We send I'm out there to talk to them. They'll hand deliver us the
gifts. Sounds good.
Now that's
a Quraysh chief.
Yeah, that's right. We'll teach those Muslims.
They attempted all ways to prevent the Muslims from leaving Mecca, but all their efforts were unsuccessful. The Quraysh chiefs discussed ways to have the Muslims brought back to Mecca. Some of them were trading with Abyssinia. They knew the Emperor Najashi personally. They thought that sending some presents to the Emperor would help them get their slaves and relatives who had escaped their torture back to Mecca. Abu Sufyan and others suggested that they should send Amr ibn al-As to An-Najashi to get the Muslims back to Mecca. Amr ibn al-As knew An-Najashi very well. They were friends. The Quraysh collected nice gifts to be presented to the emperor and urged Amr ibn al-As to use his friendship with the emperor to realize their objectives. Amr ibn al-As arrived in Abyssinia and sought to meet the emperor. He set a plot to make the emperor expel the migrants from his land or even surrender them to the Quraysh. Upon meeting the emperor, Amr presented to him the gift sent by the Quraysh, which the emperor liked very much. The emperor asked Amr if he could offer him any help. Amr took the chance to ask the emperor to question the migrants who sought protection in his land. He said that they had left the religion of their people and followed a strange religion that was neither idol worshiping nor Christianity. The emperor ordered the migrants to come to his court. He asked their leader, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, about the allegations made against them. Ja'far advanced to the middle of the court and said, "We were people of bad morals and faith. We worshipped idols of stone. We treated our neighbors in an evil way. We lived as such until a man from among us declared that he was ordered by Allah to take us out of this darkness of morals and thought. We believed in him, but our people did not leave us alone. They oppressed us, tortured us, and left us no chance to worship Allah as we wished. We therefore resorted to your land, for we knew you were just and merciful." The envoy of the Quraysh felt that the response made by Ja'far, radiyallahu anhu, impressed the emperor. He wanted to make another plot. He told the emperor that the Muslims said bad things about Jesus Christ. The emperor asked Ja'far, radiyallahu anhu, about their views of Jesus Christ. Ja'far began reciting some verses of Surah Maryam. He saw tears going down the cheeks of the emperor and his courtmen.
Najashi, you and I have been friends for a long time. Would I lie? Now listen, they disrespect you. They disrespect Jesus Christ.
What?
Disrespect Jesus
Christ? Killed him.
How could he allow these people to come into
a mist? Off with their heads.
Yes, they disrespect Jesus Christ and all of your beliefs. Ask them what they say about your Lord. Ask them.
The great Emperor Najashi demands that you inform us all now what you say about our Lord the Christ in your religion. Now speak up and speak with respect.
Ja'far, go ahead. Say something to him.
Write something.
Enough talk. Step forward and respond to the charges.
Ja'far.
فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا.
Then she pointed to him. They said, how can we talk to one who is a child in the cradle?
قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا.
Isa said, verily, I am a slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet.
وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا.
And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined on me prayer and charity as long as I live.
How can we throw these people out?
The emperor orders all of you ministers to return all gifts received. And he has decided, in his great wisdom, that the Muslims are free, free in his empire to practice their religion as they please. To the emperor!
When he finished reciting the noble Quran, the emperor confirmed that the words recited by Ja'far radiallahu anhu were the same ones preached by Jesus Christ. He dismissed Amr ibn al-As and gave him back his presents. He told the migrants that they were free to live in his land and that no one would dare cause them any harm. So, Uthman radiallahu anhu and the other migrants were very happy to have the emperor on their side. They lived in peace in Abyssinia until they all immigrated to Al-Medina. Uthman radiallahu anhu in Al-Medina. As days went by, Islam was gaining more and more power and the number of Muslims was increasing. However, life in Mecca was becoming more and more difficult for the Muslims as the Quraysh were subjecting them to all kinds of oppression and torture. New plots against the Muslims. The Muslims who had migrated to Abyssinia received news that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quraysh reached an agreement and life in Mecca was better. Some of them left Abyssinia back to Mecca. However, they found that the information they had received was false. When they came back to Mecca, they found that the situation was much worse than before. Some of them were caught by the pagans and were treated with cruelty. Hunger and deprivation. After the Prophet's uncle Abu Talib died, the Quraysh began plotting to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Talib was the Prophet's only support. Thus, after his death, life became more difficult in Mecca.
People of Mecca! Quraysh and its allies informs you that we will not buy from the Muslims from this day forward. We will not sell to the Muslims. The Muslims cannot sell in our markets. All of our daughters will be recalled from the homes of the Muslims. And all debts due to the Muslims are now null and void.
No, I didn't go to the streets. This is just how it's
The Quraysh decided to impose a boycott on the Muslims and Bani Hashim, the clan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They cut all social, economic, and familial relations with the Muslims. They even isolated them in a valley to deprive them of any help from outside. Uthman radiyallahu anhu was among the Muslims isolated by the Quraysh, but he did his best to ease the distress. He ordered his agents to buy food and bring it secretly to the Muslims.
Get your rice right here. 1, 2, give me 10, give me 2. Who wants a bag? You want a bag over there? Mister, where you from? You need a bag? Rice at a special price, best price in the valley. Hey, good. I got a lucky customer here. You want a bag of rice, sir? You want rice? I got corn, I got wheat, I got everything that you need. This is one-stop shopping. What do you need?
Fill up these bags with rice.
But come on, mister, that's all you want is a bag of rice. That's all you want? Give me something better than that. I got rice.
Now!
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't I see you with Uthman? I saw you with Uthman one time.
You calling me a Muslim?
Muslim? No, not at all. I was just saying,
Am I from Bani Hashim?
Hashim? I don't know nothing about no Bani Hashim.
Then fill up the bag with rice.
Bag of rice. Got it coming. Bag of rice. I'm not saying that you're Muslim. I hope I didn't offend you. But you know, I don't like to sell a Muslim. You can't be too
fill careful. Fill up these bags with rice.
All right.
For 3 long years, the Muslims suffered a lot from hunger. Emigration to Al-Madinah. Out of His great mercy, Allah wanted to help the Muslims. Some people came to visit the Kaaba from Al-Madinah, which at that time was known as Yathrib. These people accepted Islam and promised to help and support the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to save the lives and faith of his companions, so he asked them to emigrate to Al-Madinah, where they would be protected from the evil plots of the Quraysh. Uthman radiyallahu anhu married the Prophet's daughter Ruqayya, who was divorced by Utbah ibn Abi Lahab. Abu Lahab was the Prophet's uncle. He was a bitter enemy of Islam. He wanted to threaten the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he asked his son Utbah to divorce Ruqayya. Uthman radiyallahu anhu asked to marry her, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed to give her in marriage to his companion. Both Uthman and Ruqayya radiyallahu anhuma, along with the other Muslims, migrated to Al-Madinah. They were both known to be the best husband and wife. When they got to Al-Madinah, they built a small house for themselves and lived together in peace. Many of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent their money helping the Muslims. But the way of Uthman spending his money was very well known. Spending money for Allah's sake. The Muslims were very poor in Al-Madinah. They had left all their property and flocks in Mecca. Their supporters in Al-Madinah shared with them all their resources. A Jew owned a well from which he sold water to the inhabitants of Al-Medina at high prices. The inhabitants complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the high prices that the Jew was charging. When Uthman radiallahu anhu heard their complaint, he felt very sorry for the Muslims. So, he decided to do something to solve the problem. He immediately went to the Jew and offered him a high price for the well.
Sell my well?
You must be crazy! I make so much money, so much money.
What's that? Half? Who wants to buy it?
Oh, Uthman.
Then I'll have time to... Okay. Half! Only half! But I want a lot of money. A lot of money.
The Jew, however, refused to sell the whole well and offered to sell half the well to Uthman. The supply of water was divided between the two parties on a daily basis. Uthman radiallahu anhu would use the well one day, and the Jew would use it the next day. Uthman asked the Muslims to take enough water for 2 days. So when it was the Jew's day to sell water, no one was going to him to buy water. At last, the Jew sold the second half of the well to Uthman, radiallahu anhu.